Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
The subject of this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life is, what makes a relationship codependent? In my practice, I've seen many people get themselves involved in super codependent relationships. And even in my life, in my personal life, I've seen many people get into codependent relationships. And the interesting thing about this is that many of these people don't even realize that they are in a codependent relationship. So what is a codependent relationship? Well, there's usually two sides to a codependent relationship. The first side is the person who is constantly doing and doing for another person. It's like their mission in life is to take care of this other person, and it really doesn't matter how much they need to do for this person, it just always needs to be done. On the other side is the person who's always asking for the help without really doing anything in return for the help. They just take and take and take, and take and take and take, and it never relents. There are other people who are people pleasers. What this means is that they never want to hurt another person's feelings, and therefore they'll do whatever they feel that other person wants from them. This is also a problem because it can beget anger and resentment. There's also the controlling people who always have to have things done in their own way. This becomes very problematical because relationships are built on compromise. And then you have the people who just feel the need to constantly overrun your boundaries. These are the people who just don't understand how to take no for no and continuously want you to do for them anyway. There's a lot of guilt that's laid on people who are in codependent relationships many times. And this, of course, is not healthy for any relationship as well. If you're in a relationship where you're feeling any of these things, you need to sort of ask yourself a question as to whether or not it's worth being in this relationship. And if it is, you're going to need to understand that the codependent is in the relationship because these things are very, very strictly enforced inside their minds. It's part of who they are, their personality. And if you're a person who is being codependent with them, you too have a lot of issues that you may need to contend with as well in terms of why it is that you're allowing someone to basically manipulate you to get what it is they want. Because that's what codependency truly is. It's really the artfulness of manipulation, however another person decides to do it. How do you get over this whole thing? Well, the first thing you need to do is recognize that you're in a codependent relationship and make a decision that maybe you could do better for yourself. Maybe you'd be better off building up your own self-esteem so you feel that you can attract someone who is less needy and manipulative. And then the next step is to create really strong boundaries around yourself so that people who you attract into your life won't be manipulating you in this way. I've worked with quite a few people who are stuck in codependent relationships, and really the worst part of it is that they really don't have any idea of what's going on. I had a friend who was in a really bad codependent relationship. It worked like this. It was a long-distance relationship, and whenever I was with her doing something, it seemed like every 5 minutes, her long-distance boyfriend would be calling her on the phone. Sometimes it was to ask her a question, sometimes it was to tell her that there was a ball game on and ask if she was watching it. Sometimes it was just to pick a fight, because he was going through a bad time. And she'd always pick up the phone, and she'd always talk to him, and she'd always do her best to get him to understand her perspective, But he wasn't able to understand her perspective, didn't care about her perspective, and only cared about what he wanted at that moment in time, which was basically her attention. It took a really long time for her to realize that this is a really unhealthy relationship. She knew she was unhappy many times she talked to him, but it was a very long-term relationship, over a decade long, and the thought of not having him in her world was very upsetting to her on some levels. He had helped her out in the past through some hard times, and she didn't want to just dump him. However, she was always complaining about the way that he was treating her. And when they'd go visit together, more often than not, they would have fights. And the fact that she was putting up with this behavior for so many years, that's codependence. She needed to ask herself why it was that she was willing to put up with this treatment by this man who really wasn't offering a whole lot to her the last few years. Ultimately, she found a much nicer person to be with, and she's in a beautiful relationship now, and that's what helped her end that old relationship. And looking back on what she had been through, she now realizes that it was really quite miserable for her to be in that relationship. That there is an alternative way to behave and be with people. That one doesn't need to feel badly in a relationship with somebody else. And there can be boundaries around when and how one talks to you. These were all really hard learnings for her, but she's finally received them. Another form of codependence is in many marriages where there's a stay-at-home mom, and there's a husband who makes money, and perhaps the relationship itself isn't really that good. There's a lot of arguing going on, and yet the mother will stay in that relationship, even so, because she's afraid of going out on her own. She wants the economic stability that her spouse gives her. And yet, at the same time, it's unhealthy for both of them, really, to be in that relationship. Another form of unhealthy relationship is if you have a grown child at home. Grown means someone who's out of high school and certainly someone who's out of college, who's living with you and expects you to pay their bills, expects to live there for free, and really doesn't do much to help out in the household at all. You need to ask yourself why you're willing to put up with that kind of relationship with your child. You're doing the child a favor, giving them a place to live, and the least they could do is do what you would like them to do around the house to help you out, including paying some form of rent to help with the upkeep of the household. There are many different kinds of forms of codependence. The main thing that you need to think about when you're thinking about codependence is, are you in this relationship because you don't feel you can do any better? Are you in this relationship because you feel you're saving somebody? Because that's the other part. I can't tell you the amount of people that I have seen who are in relationships with somebody who had some kind of mental health issue or some kind of physical health issue, and they felt that it was their responsibility to take care of this other person. And in so doing, they lost their life to it because it took so much time and effort. It wasn't just the doctor appointments and being a friend to the person. It was like they were being asked to be in this person's life for whatever reason, whatever small problem they may be having. They're always being called. It was like the little boy who called Wolf with all of these calls for help, not feeling like they could handle life on their own. This is a really bad codependent type of relationship. And again, you need to ask yourself if you're in this kind of relationship, why it is that you would want to be in that sort of relationship, because it's very unhealthy. A healthy relationship really is one where people are interdependent, where there's no abuse, there's no manipulation, and there's no feeling of being used. And certainly there's no or few hurts, at least hurts that are unrepairable. If you're finding yourself in any of these sorts of circumstances, I suggest that you really look inside yourself and find out what is missing there. You may need to get some professional help around this because it's a kind of hard thing to do on your own. However, once you understand, like my friend finally came to conclude that you deserve a relationship that's based on mutual respect and understanding, you're going to find that yourself in an interdependent relationship where both parties are equally giving in ways that work for the partners involved. You'll know that you have achieved this when you realize that you actually feel good about the relationship instead of going off to your friends and complaining or feeling depressed or down, frustrated, or resentful as a result of the relationship. See, those negative feelings are the feelings you need to know that you're having to know that there's something wrong going on there, which could be a codependent relationship. If you have someone in your house who's abusing alcohol or drugs, or someone with eating disorders, they do the things they do because they're having a really hard time in their life, that's true. But they're also able to get a lot of attention as a result of doing these behaviors because no one wants to upset the apple cart. In this case, that person really needs to go get some help because most of us are not in the business of giving these sorts of people help. They need to get professional help elsewhere, guidance, to help them to build up their self-esteem and their feelings of worth so that they can have healthier lives as well. Seriously, if you have conversation with someone with whom you're codependent with, you need to talk to them in these ways to let them know that, one, you're not going to put up this behavior anymore. You need to alliterate what kind of behavior it is that you're no longer putting up with. Two, what is the kind of behavior that you're expecting instead? So instead of talking around things or people-pleasing or being condescending or bullying or whatever it is that they're doing in order to get their needs met, you need to let them know that those behaviors are no longer going to be tolerated. And then secondly, you need to tell them that they need to get some help in terms of learning how to better interact with other people so that they don't continue to create these problems in their lives. It's really the best thing you can do for a person who has these sorts of issues because although they may have some friends, trust me, the relationships are probably not very deep or rewarding. I've worked with many people over the years who've had these kinds of problems. They never really understood how to correct them, and they would admit that their friendships were rather superficial if they even had any friends at all. So this would be a favor that you're doing them, actually, in learning how to better interrelate with other folks. I hope you found this helpful and that you will put it into practice so that you can have viable, loving, respectful relationships with the people in your life.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.